Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Physical on Apple TV Plus reimagines the women's exercise boom of the 1980s via half-hour dark comedy set in sunny San Diego. The show stars actor Rose Byrne, who plays Shelley Rubin, a housewife turned fitness guru with aspirations of making it big after the success of her DIY aerobics workout tape. Let's listen to a clip from the show Physical. This is Sheila trying to sell some of her fitness tapes to women shopping at a store that sells furniture and household goods.
Is it for kids? It's for you.
I don't have time for me anymore.
Well, that's the beauty of working out at home, is that you can do it while the kids are napping.
That's when I clean the house.
But when do you make time for your needs?
I do everything.
Your body.
Now I'm supposed to work out too?
I find it invigorating. I feel so much better afterwards, like I could conquer the world.
I'm just trying to get through my day.
Throughout the series, we see Sheila juggle a contentious marriage, raise a kid, deal with an eating disorder, and a career as a dance instructor. Sheila's not only exercising her body, she also is exercising some personal demons. A Forbes review states, series creator Annie Wiseman and her team put together the perfect ensemble cast that includes Rory Scovel as Sheila's husband, Danny, a man who fumbles to understand his wife and salvage his family. The show wraps its second season tomorrow. Creator and showrunner Annie Wiseman joins us now to discuss the show. Hi, Annie.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So what served as the source, the inspiration for the show? Did you have this idea about this woman, Sheila? Did you have the idea about the fitness industry? Or did they come together at the same time?
Yeah, they came together at the same time. I really wanted to write about this inflection point between the 70s and the 80s that happened in my early childhood, when I saw around me in Southern California this shift in thinking from this sort of residue of the 60s and the kind of we decade into the me decade, and specifically from the point of view of a woman who's been kind of fed up with how the the movement of social progress in the 60s kind of personally didn't really bring her along, and mm-hmm. So she finds empowerment in this different way through this different movement, which now we sort of take for granted as being this source of strength and growth for women, which was this idea of, a fitness business and a female fitness guru, but was really brand new at the time. So that was kind of the inspiration.
One thing about Sheila that's hard to watch is her negative self-talk. I mean, Sheila's a very complicated woman, and sometimes people use the word complicated to mean something else, but I think she's just really just a complicated human, not just a woman, just a complicated human. What is at the source of her negative self-talk? Because she is beautiful. She is successful. The outside shell looks like everything is perfect.
Yeah, well, that was one of the, key inspirations for the show, is just to kind of tell the truth about the difference between the outside and the inside for so many women. Mm-hmm. I think it's easy to assume when we look at someone else that their experience might be as polished inside, it might be as polished as their exterior, but I think most of us know for ourselves that's not the case. So it was the challenge of indeed someone as seemingly beautiful and together as Sheila, that they could be experiencing such dark and intrusive critical thoughts. And in the response to the show, I'm really gratified by how many women sort of see and reflect to me that it's a really accurate depiction of their experience, and that was really the goal. And sometimes it is tough when you are telling the truth about what's inside. We filter it for a reason, but this kind of storytelling is the opportunity to be more truthful about that. And, I think it's important for me, especially talking to you in New York City, about, I think the same is true for me growing up in Southern California. I think people see it as paradise. They see it as a place without concerns. Just like Sheila, the reality is there's a lot of anxious, depressed, and unhappy people in paradise. And so it's kind of that's one of the metaphors as well.
What does Rose Byrne bring to the part that you think helps it really, the part of Sheila that helps it be a successful depiction?
Well, I've been a fan of hers forever, and I think we all have, gotten to see her comedic talents, mm-hmm. in a lot of movies. And then we've also seen her with these great dramatic skills and, you know, horror movies and in her work on Damages. And the opportunity here was to really bring those together in one part. So I hadn't really seen her do those things in one character. So it was the opportunity to see her, you know, kind of firing on all cylinders. And she really delivers in this role. And I think just seeing her also just play a really central character and really drive a series. And, you know, she's not just the main character, but it's really her perspective that we're in. So it's exciting to just see her in the driver's seat in that way. And she's just been a great partner and collaborator.
Oh, it's interesting you said the word partner and collaborator. How so? How does she, you know, some actors come to work, they read their lines, they go home.
Yeah. Well, she was in it with me from the beginning, you know, from this pilot script that I wrote. It was very personal. For me, it was vulnerable stuff, a lot of it based on my own experience, you know, struggling myself with eating disorder and related mental health issues. And so bringing her in very early on was something important. And so we just developed a real mutual trust and respect. And, you know, there's this, the way that we use the inner voice in the show, we kind of build this in layers. So it's something she and I do together, first with her performance, and then we record in this really intimate way, kind of like this in radio, where we record this inner voice together. And, you know, we build it together. I mean, she's absolutely a collaborator, and you know, we try different things and experiment with how it works to picture. So it's a really fruitful and fun partnership.
Yeah, some of the very poignant scenes are when Sheila, Rose Byrne playing Sheila, it's just her face, but we hear her inner thoughts.
Yeah.
We hear how she's either trying to pump herself up or she's speaking to herself in a way that you would never let anyone speak to your friend, you know, that's just that horrible
right.
voice that goes, that gnaws at you and goes after you. And then through her face in some of these scenes, it's such an interesting juxtaposition,
yeah.
such an interesting choice.
Yeah, that's kind of how that was the goal, was to show that. And so getting to work with her, and she's able to kind of play around with how you know, how good she is at filtering what's really going on. And mm-hmm. and so sometimes the separation between the inside and the outside is just really, it's really distinct. And she's just really, really skilled at that. So it's a joy to work with someone with her capabilities and understanding, you know.
My guest is Annie Wiseman. We're talking about Physical on Apple TV Plus. She's the creator and showrunner. So in season two, Sheila's character wants to have like a lifestyle brand.
Right.
And I want to play a clip where she's pitching her plan for her brand to an investor, an umbrella company. This is about halfway through season two. Let's take a listen. This is from Physical.
Firstly, I love what you have me doing so far. The trade shows and the personal appearances. But I am committed to growing my business beyond just the how-to market into more of a lifestyle brand.
Well, we can certainly discuss what's in store for your next tape. Maybe a jazzy new font for the sleeve.
Well, what I would love is to expand into exercise equipment and clothing and cookbooks. It's all there on the summary sheet, a roadmap to my own lifestyle brand.
Your lifestyle brand. The way we see it, you are one important member of the Stahlgrunner family of brands.
He's threatened. Make it sound like his idea. Well, remember when you talked about making me a household name?
Mm-hmm.
This is really just a way to do that. Only maybe a little faster than you planned.
So interesting that the show, I think, also tackles the sexism of that time. Which is
right.
both overt and not overt at the same time. Tell us a
right.
little bit about what you wanted to explore about sexism in the 80s.
Yeah, I mean, luckily we conquered sexism. We don't have any anymore, right?
Right, it's great.
Yeah. So I was you know, really interested in, I'm interested in the nuances and the subtleties of this sort of nice guy sexism, you know, the paternalistic, mm-hmm. the caring, like, I care about you, I'm helping you, but it's this, you know, standing in the way. And I think what she's playing with, I love that clip, I love that you shared it. What she's playing with there, she's playing at being something new, a businesswoman. She's sitting at a table she's never sat at before. And she's bringing to it all of the skills she's learned, kind of hiding her unpleasant thoughts and desires and ambitions and kind of keeping them at bay to be this like pleasant, beautiful and appealing woman to get what she wants. And so she, you know, what we're seeing there is all the skill and effort involved in doing that. So it's, I feel as a woman, this was very much the case then. It's maybe, look, I want to say it's less the case now, but I just don't think it is in my experience. And as a, you know, woman in my industry now, there's still this extra bit of effort that goes into walking into one of those rooms as a woman, asking for what you want, putting your ambition out there on the table, but not threatening anyone in the process. So I'm just kind of lifting the lid a little bit on what that feels.
My guess is that you're breaking up a little bit, Mike, while we get this connection a little bit better. My guess is Annie Wiseman. We are talking about Physical on Apple TV. The season finale is tomorrow. Annie is the creator and the showrunner. I'm curious, Annie, about the, because there are parts of this that are very funny. I don't want people to think it's just this incredibly dark sucking hole. There's parts that are really, really funny. And I was curious about how you wanted to balance that, the dark, the difficult, the conversation about disordered eating, the conversations about infidelity and power versus some of just the laugh out loud, funny parts of it. Oh, we lost Annie altogether. All right. You know what? We're going to wrap this for the moment, go to a break. I want to once again thanks Annie Wiseman. She's the creator and the showrunner for Physical on Apple TV Plus. The season 2 finale is this evening. This is all of it.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.